guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. We're into Topical Tuesday, and today we're going to look at and think about the idea of the spiritual and the physical. To do that, we're going to look at a couple of verses at the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis. We're going to look at Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. This is what God's Word says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So, I'm joined with Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
This is the spiritual versus the physical, and we started with, you know, Genesis 1:1-2, and I think, you know, the reason we started there is just simply that you actually see there is, you know, God there at the very beginning, and it's from God, you know, spiritual being, that he creates the world. Physical.
Yeah.
So we've got both of these things going on from the very beginning.
Yeah, that's right. And yet our experience or the way we perceive or relate to the world often feels very different to that.
And so let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Before we start talking, I'm gonna get you guys to just observe some things. We're gonna do an exercise.
Yeah.
Just notice what's around you for a moment, and what seems more real to you right now. So just what captures your eyesight? Captures your vision right now. Could be anything. The trees outside, if you're listening to the car, cars next to you, could be the pen in your hand, your Bible sitting in front of you, anything. Maybe you're smelling something in particular. Maybe you've got your breakfast in front of you, your coffee, maybe sitting over lunch. Any smells that are kind of capturing your senses there. Noise, sound, what are you hearing? What might that be? Taste. What are you tasting? Are you chewing on some breakfast right now? Are you sipping a coffee? What is it? Maybe you got chewing gum in your mouth. Maybe it's that stale taste of toothpaste. What is it? What are you touching? Maybe it's the steering wheel, your bum on the seat. Maybe you're walking. Maybe it's your feet hitting the ground. Also, what are you feeling? What's going on inside you? Maybe your heart's feeling like it's racing. Maybe you feel, I don't know. What are you feeling? Happy, sad, afraid, I don't know. It's interesting for a moment just to realize that these are very real experiences for us. But the question is then, do we feel or see God's presence with us as real as these things? Mm. And so for me, in the past, I can definitely say that hasn't been true.
Yeah.
I haven't been as conscious of God's presence being as real as these things. And yet that's what Genesis actually says. The world is, in the world, God is as real and as we'll see, if not more real than these things.
Yeah.
And yet we really struggle with that, I think.
Yeah. So it's a helpful experience because, you know, we live in a physical world.
Yeah.
We are.
Absolutely. We're physical beings. Physical we're made of the body.
Yeah. We have all those things that you asked us, you know, that exercise, we can do all those things.
Yeah.
Or some of those things at the very least.
Mm.
And yet we, generally don't have a sense of the spiritual going on around us, you know, and particularly of God, of his presence, of his heart towards us, you know, of him in the room.
Yeah.
And so I guess let's push into that, Ryan. Like, why do you think it is that we have a sense of the physical but not of the spiritual? Is this normal? Or is this something, you know, that's just a reality that we always have to fight? Like, where do we find ourselves when we think about this?
Yeah, really good question. For two things, just I think a sin's impact on us actually wants us to ignore. We want to suppress the truth of God. We saw that in Romans. We've been in Romans 1. But also what adds to that is this: how sin continues to influence how the world works. And in the West in particular, there's been a growing separation between what consists of life, what's real and what's not. And we've slowly kind of separated spiritual and the physical to the point where now the physical is really what we would consider as real and the spiritual a fairy tale. I remember seeing on Facebook a friend from school, an old friend from school, was just commenting on how, yeah, the Bible and God and spiritual things, it's like, oh, it's just a sky fairy. It's just a fairy tale. Not even real. And so I think that's kind of, where we're feeling in terms of when we come to speak about spiritual things. It's like, oh, it sounds silly.
Yeah. What I like, you know, I think what you're saying is really helpful. And what I like to just consider for a moment is that, firstly, not everyone around the world lives like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be true for us if you're listening, particularly in the West. This is our experience, you know, that's right. But it's not how everyone around the world sees it. You know, in some countries, the spiritual realities are far more present, far more real. But also, it's not how people have always felt.
Yeah, that's right.
For all history.
Yeah, it's only for a very recent period of time that we consider life like this.
Yeah, you'd kind of argue the scientific revolution almost, you know, a lot of that has brought in this, you know, everything can be explained away from the physical realities. And definitely not bagging out science. Love that. Yeah. But just the impacts that can have.
That's right. Yeah. It's really interesting. Science actually really exposes this shortfall and this kind of unhelpful categorizing and division of these two things, because even when we consider how the science kind of in the way it's helped us understand who we are more, they have these really interesting things where they kind of scan our brains now. I don't know what you call it, but it can show all the neurons firing. It's a very physical, we can see how we're working. It's a very physical thing.
Yeah.
But if you were to, you know, for example, slice someone's brain open, you're not going to find their thoughts there, which is really interesting, because although we can see the physical impact of our thoughts and feelings, it's actually not them.
Yeah.
What do we do with that?
Yeah.
There is a very spiritual, tangible spiritual reality that's very real to our life. And we wouldn't say that because you don't see them there physically, that they're not real. It's just like saying, you're not real. It's like,
yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And so just how science, even the beautiful tool that it is, actually can be a hindrance, but also can point us to seeing actually there's something going on here that actually isn't fully reflected in the way we would in the West potentially see life.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I almost think when you say cut your brain open and find a person there, I just think of them, you know, Men in Black, where you there's the alien sitting in the head. That's the one that speaks. So, so here's where we find ourselves in a world that says the physical is all that there is. But as you're saying, there's this reality that even if we begin to think about it, we can see that not everything is purely physical and not everything can be explained away, you know, with what there is in the scientific realm or scientific world. And when you look at the Bible, you see that actually the Bible says that not everything is physical, that there is a spiritual element to this world as well. So, how do we understand that? How do we become more and more aware of that? What does it mean for us?
I think we need to realize it's a battle we're fighting every day. And this is huge for our relationship with God.
Yeah.
If the Christian life is fundamentally a spiritual life, if we kind of functionally question God's physical presence with us, his real presence with us, his spiritual presence with us in a real way, then why would we expect to hear from him?
Yeah.
Why would we expect him to be actively involved in our life, changing us in moment-to-moment situations? It's just, it's always going to be there, kind of undermining that. And so I think we need to, well, at least for me, I've been trying to build moments into my life where I'm kind of reminding myself of this. And that little exercise we did at the start, I try and do that regularly. But at the end of it, I try and remind myself that as real as these things are, so real with me is God's presence. And taking it a step further, because in a very real way, those things we sense, they're probably gone.
Yeah.
You're probably seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, touching, feeling maybe some very different things right now. Maybe in a completely different place. They're gone. It's fleeting, even though it's so real, so fleeting. But God's presence is so real and it's consistent, reliable. He's always there. He's never changing. And so, in a sense, he's more real because he's consistent, unchanging, eternal.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, you know, you often think, okay, you know, right now Ryan and I are sitting in a room recording a podcast. Maybe, you know, as you're listening to this, looking around, there's some people around you.
Yeah.
And we go, okay, they're with me in that room. But what if we were to actually begin to consider, okay, in a spiritual sense, God is with us.
Yeah.
You know, in this room.
Yeah.
Let's not squish down the Bible to a purely physical thing, but actually there is a spiritual reality is going on here, and God is with us.
Mm.
And God is, you know, there working, for us. You know, as you're saying that too, Ryan, I was thinking about, I think you've read this book. We've talked a bit about it too. I think it's in Gentle and Lowly, a really great read, when he talks about Jesus interceding for us.
Yeah.
Kind of saying the picture is like Jesus in the next room praying for us.
Mm.
And it's just like, that's a very different to what we think, you know. My default is to go, okay, Jesus is in the heavens praying for us.
Yeah.
And that's true. But there's also this sense, like spiritually, he's here with me praying for me.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing to be considering too. So what else, when we think about spiritual, physical, is there anything else that we need to be aware of as we consider this and as we think about this? Or is it just a matter of trying to build into our day-to-day moments where we try and lift our eyes, open our eyes to the things unseen, to what we can see?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a start. And at least that is for me. I'm sure there's far more kind of ways we could push into this, and I know many of you might have even more interesting ways of how you try and teach your heart this lesson that God's really with me, as real as anything else. And so, yeah, I just think we need to be aware that that's a battle that we fight. If we even if we are struggling in our Christian life, even just wonder, is this where it's coming from? But yeah, I think it is, just like you're saying, just find ways that we can just slowly just kind of build into our life, just
moments noticing, to be aware of it.
Yeah, and see, you know, as we read and pray, they become very real moments then. It's not just these kind of, I don't know, they are mysterious moments, but they're very real moments where we are hearing God speak, and he's actively speaking to us. And when we're actually really talking, and he really listens.
Yeah. Well, as you're touching on there, you know, if we reduce life down just to physical, then prayer doesn't work. You know, you're not praying to anyone who can actually hear you, because it's just who can hear you in that room. And we actually need to understand this. And I think this too is why actions we do in the physical can impact our spiritual health for good and for bad.
Yeah.
And so the more that we are aware of this, the better it is that actually physical decisions we make can impact our spiritual health, spiritual realities, our spiritual intimacy with God. But also the more that we are aware of God's presence with us in a real sense, that's helpful for us as well.
Yeah, that's right. And so I suppose what we've been trying to capture here is this old idea of probably practicing the presence of God. How can we just continue to, again, learn and practice just... yeah, being and knowing that God is present with us and us with him.
Well, as we wrap up, it's worth kind of going back to where we began. And Ryan began with this exercise of trying to think about what you see and smell and hear and taste and touch and feel. And he asked this question, do you see that God's presence with you right now is as real as these things? As we look through the Bible, we see this reality that God is spiritually present with us right now. And that as we engage with him, as we open up his word, as we pray to him, that he's there with us in the room. And as we walk into the rest of our life as well, we know that God is with us by the power and presence of his spirit in us. And it's just so good to be aware of these, to not think that God is absent from our physical realities, but spiritually he's there with us. It's something that we need to fight to think through, because we live in a world that tells us that what is physical is all that there is. So we hope that this has been encouraging for you, and something that provokes you to be considering both the physical and spiritual realities of our existence. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.